The midday sun was sweltering. It was oppressively humid, and I sensed a thunderstorm brewing. But we were shaded from the sun's rays as we lay lounging on the veranda of our log cabin. Even though my body was boiling hot, the waxy warm feel of the soft wood grain was pleasant against my skin. Just visible through heat haze, and in the deep distance of my mind, cattle lay motionless under a clump of trees. When I squinted out across the imaginary expanse of outback in front of us, I glimpsed a solitary wandering sheep, but it could have been a dog. My wife Kim pretended to be asleep every time I looked at her. Eventually she gave in and smiled broadly, while murmuring a jibe about my lack of horsemanship. She was an excellent horse rider, and couldn't understand why I, the local sheriff, was so bad at mastering the art. But she too had her weak points, one of which was the dread of thunder. She had a phobia about it. When the first heavy splatter of giant raindrops and a distant rumble occurred, it made her sit bolt upright. We ran inside our little home and peered out through the dirty lace curtains as the storm approached. A fluorescent blue bolt of forked lightning brought us to our senses as it fizzled over what were really English allotments. The log cabin, that was actually a school cricket pavilion, shook violently. But the storm was in a hurry, and Kim's frantic breathing gradually calmed as it passed us by. Eventually, in the freshness after the storm, Kim ran out across the neatly cropped school playing fields and shouted back at me that we should play hide-and-seek. Why not, I must have thought. It made a change from playing husband and wife on an imaginary wild frontier, and after all, there was an hour to spare before Pony Club